Bakers are on the move as they need bigger premises, and that's a joke because need is spelt K-N-E-A-D. Staff at a family-run bakery bid farewell to their original premises as they move into a new premises in Wallingford. The Blueberry Bread Company was launched in the village of the same name near Didcot to immediate success 6 years ago from the garage of its founder, Jacko Nolan, where every loaf and treat were baked. Since then, the bakers have expanded to stock the bread shed at Savage's Garden Centre in Blueberry, Route 1 Garden Centre near Didcot, near Wallingford, Mr and Mrs Park's Butchers in Cholsey and Brightwell Village stores. They have now expanded into their very own bakery and shop in St Peter's Place, Wallingford. On the move, the head baker said, "I can't lie, it was a bit of a moment, almost bang on 6 years to the day when we started, the first loaf being baked in our domestic ovens in 2020. It was sadly time to say goodbye to the garage bakery as we move forward onto our next step on St Peter's Street in Wallingford. While the baking is moving to our new premises, I want to reassure you that we'll still have our site at Savage's Blueberry going. We wouldn't have made it this far without the support of our Blueberry customers, and we very much like to continue to serve you from the village it all started in. This journey has also certainly been a team effort, with a lot of support from family and friends, helping with baking, shaping, market stalls, and all the team we've had over the last few years. We look forward to seeing you all in Wallingford and to continue to serve you in Blueberry too. The Wallingford premises will now become the independent business's only baking space and will offer loaves, pastries, savouries, sweet treats and more over the counter." Mr. O'Nolan added that the first ever brick and mortar site had come at the right time for the business. From its humble beginnings, delivering loaves during the pandemic, selling flour for charity, and hosting pop-ups at pubs and garden centres. And there's a picture of four of the staff looking very confident and very cheerful, two men and two women.